Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, Governor Andrew Cuomo spoke yesterday for the first time since news broke that his former close associate is under federal investigation for possibly taking illegal payments from developers working on state economic development projects. It's a man named Joe Prococo. He said he knew the former aide was accepting consulting money, but did not know from who.
Well, they are very close friends. We know that, the governor and Prococo. In fact, I think it's probably, according to most of the reports, the closest relationship that Cuomo had. So that when he says he didn't know, one could either take him at the face value of what he says. You know, when you say, well, I knew he was taking consulting relationships, but I didn't know from whom, that's a little tough. And he does say that Prococo and his wife are distraught over what they are facing in this federal investigation. I think people usually are when this kind of thing happens, I can only imagine. So the way that it looks to me is that this is an unfolding investigation and that we're going to see a lot more before it's over. And it is not good for the governor, obviously.
Alongside of this comes a new Siena poll released this morning saying a full 97% of those surveyed say that passing new laws to curb the bad behavior of lawmakers is their number one priority as the state legislature returns from a three-week break in New York.
Well, I want everybody to try to understand how this works. You have to put yourself in the position of state legislators. They know the time has come. They know the game is up. Everybody's talking about this. There's just an assumption that the institution is crooked, that the people in it are crooked. There are some very good people in the state legislature, obviously, and they're as honest as the day is long, and they wouldn't think of cheating or doing anything despicable. And yet, they vote for leadership that is going to make sure that this thing is prolonged, and they're going to come out with the best deal possible. David, if you're a beneficiary of the system and you're making a certain amount of money and all of a sudden somebody comes along and says you can't take any outside income, which we know is designed to influence you, then you say, no, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Who will pay the kids' tuition? Who will pay this, that? So you just fight like hell not to clean the thing up. And that is stupid because in the end, it'll drag them all down. The prosecutors will continue to prosecute. They'll be in bad shape. What needs to happen here is a recognition, the shock of recognition, that it's time to change.
Congressman Chris Gibson, a Republican from the 19th District, who you speak with regularly for your congressional corner, in fact, announced that he was interested in running for governor in New York on your program, now says he's not going to run for governor.
Well, look, even the New York Times this morning bemoaned the fact that Chris Gibson was not going to run. He is a unique individual. He said he was going to term limit himself in Congress, and in fact, he did exactly that. He's going to go to Williams College. They have a long tradition of leadership training there. And all I can say is that it will be to the benefit of Williams and to the loss of this state. This is a guy with immense integrity, a very decent fellow, somebody who I've gotten to know quite well, gotten to know him and his wonderful wife, Mary Jo. And I can just say that I would be shocked if we didn't see Chris Gibson reemerge at some point in some kind of contest. Politics is a rough game. And of course, I think he's a lot better off. This guy who's done everything from leading battalions and getting a PhD and teaching at West Point. He is an extraordinary man, and you don't see this his kind very often.
To the presidential contest, the primary in Indiana today, will it be a decisive blow for the foes of Trump?
Well, it certainly looks that way. And this is one of the most unusual elections, I think, and election cycles that any of us have ever seen. I mean, you have Trump. He is despised by many people in the Republican Party, many people in the Democratic Party. And yet there is sort of a people's revolution going on saying, we don't care what any of these leaders say. We don't care what any of these incumbents say. This is an outsider who speaks my language. That may be reflective of what's going on in the country. But in any case, he's doing very, very well. And the political class has to be shaking in their boots because there's no mistaking the fact that no matter what they say, the voters aren't listening. So all I'm saying is he's doing very well. And if I'm a practicing politician right now, I think the word would be, if I'm a Republican, shut up.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome.